Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kean. Today we'll discuss the article by Morelli et al. Titled MSC-Induced CX43 Expression in Cardiomyocytes. This article published online December 15, 2012. My guests today are Associate Editor Ivor Benjamin, Lead Author Catherine Banach, and Expert Timothy Camp. Let's get started.
Thank you very much, Kara and Catherine and Tim. Well, I'm quite excited to discuss this recent article in AJP that essentially attempts to extend what really are the factors as well as the mechanisms related to cell replacement therapy, which of course has garnered enormous interest in the cardiovascular field. And in this particular context, we're going to be talking about mesenchymal stem cells, which of course can be used for transplantation to replace cardiac myocytes after ischemic injury. There are a number of unanswered questions related to the fate of these transplanted cells, perhaps we will hear more about the pyrocrine effects, their implications for angiogenesis and cardiogenesis. I think that this is quite relevant and pertinent. It has enormous translational interests. And perhaps I will begin by asking Catherine, the senior author, to summarize the overarching hypotheses and the article's main findings. And we will then have an opportunity to dive into the novel aspects related to mechanisms. So, Catherine?
One major focus of our study was to really look at what these cells do when they start interacting with a cardiac tissue. And that is what we looked at by monitoring the electrophysiological and electrophysiological properties of a cardiomyocyte monolayer. We have in previous studies shown that even unexcitable cells or cells that don't form an action potential have an effect on the excitability of cells. And we were interested if mesenchymal stem cells have the same effect. And what we actually found is that they reduce the excitability of the cell by very rapidly establishing intercellular coupling with the cardiac tissue, but then on the other hand, they modulate the conduction of the tissue, actually improve the conduction of the tissue by inducing the upregulation of connexins, and that can actually be mimicked just by using media that the cells were grown in, so it's clearly a paracrine effect. I think the take-home message of the manuscript is that we need to understand more of the paracrine effect that the cells have on the tissue to really understand what the effect is after transplantation.
Tim, as we think about co-cultures using multi-electrode arrays in this particular study, can you sort of set what are sort of the key scientific questions and how can we gather from your perspective as an expert in this area for us to really put this work in a broader perspective for cell replacement therapy?
Thank you, Ivor. Catherine, my own opinion is that we're really finding a lot of exciting signals from the cell therapy trials, but there's a number of confusing results as well. And what we really need to do is understand in more detail, I think, the mechanisms involved so we can optimize our cell therapies and really get the most robust clinical effects to advance care for a variety of forms of heart disease, including post-myocardial infarction, where MSCs, the mesenchymal stem cells, have already been tested in initial clinical trials with some encouraging results, but certainly there's still much room for further improvement. The complexity of putting cells into a three-dimensional organ is great, and the number of different signaling pathways, the ability to control and regulate and investigate those signaling pathways is difficult in an intact animal or in a patient, obviously. The power of this work, in my opinion, is to be able to take a bit more of a reductionist approach and investigate the mechanisms by which the mesenchymal stem cells interact with the cardiomyocytes and to dissect out the ways that these cells couple and the ways that these cells secrete factors that regulate this coupling and investigate the signaling pathways that really in the intact animal or patient are very difficult, if not impossible, to investigate, with the long-term goal being to understand the effect of the cell therapies and optimize it for clinical applications.
So, Catherine, as you begin to further take this work perhaps to the next level, what would be the kinds of questions you would like to see pursued in the next round of experiments?
We would like to try to take this to the next level, see if we can enhance intercellular coupling in diseased tissue in the heart. That could be either in a model of heart failure where gap junction remodeling was demonstrated, or even in, or also in atrial fibrillation or in infarct border zones, to see if the signal transduction mechanism of mesenchymal stem cells is activated and adds to the benefit there.
So, Tim, as you think about this reductionist approach, I think it would be quite applicable for us to gain some further insights about the type of limitations to cell replacement therapy, and that's the whole issue of being able to hopefully have beneficial remodeling while mitigating potential arrhythmogenesis. So what might be some potential surrogate markers in an in vitro model?
Well, I think with these 2D culture models, investigators have looked for coupling of the cells or lack thereof coupling and the ability to set up wavefronts where there's inhomogeneities in the potential for reentry, which is one of the primary mechanisms of arrhythmogenesis. And so if cells couple in an inappropriate way or don't couple when they're transplanted into the heart, potentially they'll set up an inexcitable focus around which reentry can occur. So one of the powers of the MSCs is that they seem to couple well based on these data and other data with the cardiomyocytes, which potentially can be beneficial. Another thing to look at is whether there's abnormal automaticity. Do the cell products initiate foci of activity that are firing very rapidly, for example, that may trigger arrhythmias? I think carefully looking at these MEAs and the data can show a number of different mechanisms of arrhythmogenesis, from abnormal pacemaking activity to abnormal heterogeneous conduction properties. And I think one of the challenges is to know the relative abundance of the various cell types that you put in and how to translate that into what likely happens in a clinical scenario, I think, is a bit difficult. So how many MSCs should we put in relative to the number of cardiomyocytes, and altering that, how will that alter the results? And questions along those lines may help highlight potential benefits as well as risk of arrhythmias from this system.
Thank you, Tim. Catherine, your closing remarks?
If we still have to transplant the MSCs, then I think a study like ours with the core culture is also very important to understand how many cells can provide a benefit before they then actually become harmful to the excitation, spread, and excitability of the tissue and induce arrhythmia. So more is not necessarily always better.
Well, I want to thank you both for a very exciting discussion related to the progress that clearly is happening at a breathtaking pace in the cardiovascular field. And today we've spoken, I think, quite eloquently to the power of the reductionist approach, the opportunities that mesenchymal stem cells provide in not only giving us insights to the biology of cell interactions and the signaling that might be occurring in these respective pathways, but I'm confident that this work will continue. I think it paves the way for increasing sophistication to the efforts that will be made. And Catherine, congratulations on an excellent paper. And Tim, I certainly appreciate the expertise that not only did you bring to today's discussion, but obviously your contributions in the broader fields. Thank you very much. Kara?
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.